Hello, this is Franz Arp, and you can find me at www.franzarp.com, and you're listening to IRC FM.
IRC FM Australia in 2013 starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know
that music is
life.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to IRC FM Australia, episode 308, and welcome to 2013. Hope you had a good Christmas New Year period. Also, hope you enjoyed the interview and the live tracks from Domino and Evil Ugly on last week's show, and also some of the songs that I featured. It was so hard to choose songs and highlights and keep the show at a respectable length for 2012, because I had a massive year. 2013 is going to be a massive year as well. It's about to start on a jet plane. IRC's heading over to America. One of the things I'll be doing while I'm over there is being a passenger on the 70,000 tons of metal cruise at the end of January. So that is going to be rather awesome. And you'll hear more about that on IRC FM Metal Monday. I thought that I'd ease you in. Some of our listeners on Trax Radio especially may not have heard some of these bands before. Late in 2012, I went on the Whiplash tour up and down the east coast of Australia. It was primarily a metal tour. However, some of these bands are absolutely awesome as well. A little industrial, a little experimental guitar when it comes to our first band, Prescient. But even if you're not a metalhead, I think you'll enjoy the tracks, and I'm just going to let the tracks flow one into the other, but I'll introduce them first for you. Our first band comes from Western Australia, and they are called Prescient. They are a three-piece. There's no vocals, and that was one thing that very much caught me by surprise when I saw them in Sydney, and then I saw them on other dates of the tour and interviewed the guys when they were in Canberra. They have no plans to recruit a vocalist anytime soon. They are quite happy to play without a vocalist, and they let their guitars and their drums do the talking. One thing that I should ask the boys before I go to America is, how do you entitle a track that doesn't have any lyrics? Like, it's totally understandable if a song has lyrics. For instance, your song could be really emotional about, I keep on posting that I have no love life. And so you could write a song about that and have vocals about that. And so the song about no love could be the name of a track, and it could be quite easily understood why that is. But when it comes down to instrumentals, not so much. But from Prescient, from Western Australia, really nice bunch of guys. We are going to hear Revolutions and Foresight. Then we're going to move up to Brisbane, and we're going to feature the same songs twice from Awakened Solace. Awakened Solace can play with the metal crowd, they can play with the industrial crowd, and also like orchestras and all that sort of thing. We're going to hear basically what I'm going to call the metal versions of Temptress of the Desert Eye and The Final Chapter straight after Prescient, and then at the end of the episode we're going to hear the symphonic versions of both of those songs. So you'll be able to see it's basically the same people but different ways of arranging it, and if you get their CD you'll be able to get both versions, one on one CD and one on the other. After that, we're going to hear from Rise of Avernus and Catabasis, right in the middle there, based in Sydney and the Central Coast. There's a couple of members from Katabasis in Rise of Avernus, and I think that both of these bands, they perform really well together and apart. Very industrially, they can have rather epic songs, and you know, for Katabasis, for instance, I could have played Avernus again, the 12.5 epic song that wasn't supposed to be an epic 12.5 minute song when it started. But indeed, I'm going to feature a rather couple of nice tracks from both bands, and I love the keys and the vocals in here. A lot of these songs, they're very musical. You could sort of imagine them being used in film clips and the like. We're going to hear Forbidden Sin and Beneath the Frozen Hands of Time by Rise of Avernus, and then from Katabasis we're going to hear Apellion and also Path of Ruin. So I hope you enjoy this music. All of the music comes courtesy of the bands directly, and it was my pleasure to see them live, whether it was basically all over the place in the case of Katabasis and Prescient, Brisbane, Awaken Solace, and Rise of Avernus in Sydney. It was actually quite funny because we finished the Whiplash tour in Melbourne, and then the next weekend, Rise of Avernus and Katabasis were playing at the Lucky Australian just up the road from me. So in some ways, it was like the tour didn't stop. Anywho, hope you enjoy it. I'll be back next week. The time is getting closer for me to head on a jet plane, so we're going to ease you in to 2013. I'm Erk, thanks for listening, and here's Prescient.
We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Marie.
And I'm Elspeth.
And we're from Awaken Solace.
And you're listening to
Irk FM Metal Monday.
Thank you. been asleep for what feels like a century. Dormant, I lie encased in this cell. Come wake me from my slumber. Thank you.
Hi, we're Catabasis. You're listening to IRC FM Metal Monday. Check it out.
And I'm Elspeth.
And we're from Awaken Solace.
And you're listening to
IRC FM Metal Monday.
Thank you. underneath the tree where they would sometimes sit underneath.